Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Years ago, when I worked at the university, we had the opportunity to interview people that might be our boss. Well, we were interested in what they did to involve people, to motivate people to show up to do their best. And I remember one candidate that we asked, "Do you involve people?" "Yes," he said. "Okay, give us an example." "Well, I had people involved in putting a new phone system into the last place I worked." "Great," we said. "How?" "I had them select the color of the phone that would be on their desk," he said. We did not recommend him. How do we motivate? How do we motivate ourselves? How do we motivate other people? And the assumptions that we've had in the past about carrot and stick are erroneous. Research has shown they don't work for anything other than the most repetitive of tasks. And worse, it not only doesn't work, it can reduce intrinsic motivation, kill creativity, and worse, lead to unethical or short-term thinking. Daniel Pink makes the case very clearly in his book, Drive, that there are three main motivators. The motivators he found were autonomy, which means self-directed, inside-out motivation. The second is mastery, because becoming better at something matters. It motivates, especially if what we're doing has the third element, which is purpose or meaning, a greater cause, something more enduring than ourselves. Autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Take, for example, some work of Dr. Dan Ariely. He is a researcher on motivation. He talked about having just completed a number of studies and then going to a high-tech company where a group of people were designated for a special project, put into a separate building to work on this very important project for the company. And they were putting all kinds of energy into this and then got the word just before Dr. Ariely went to talk to them about motivation. They got the word the project was canceled. He asked them, "How many of you now, since the project's been canceled, find yourself coming in a little bit later?" Most raised their hands. "How many find yourselves leaving a little bit earlier?" Most raised their hands. "How many find yourself more creative with your expense account?" There was laughter, and then later they showed him that they could be quite creative. Well, this matched his research, where he found that people are motivated to do something when they think it matters, when it has some purpose. Even one little experiment he did with word pairing. And he had people pair words, and when they handed the piece of paper to the examiner, and the examiner would go, and then put it down. That motivated people twice as much as when they handed it to the examiner, and he would put it in the shredder. The people who saw it, their work immediately go in the shredder, of course, were much less motivated. But how often do we do that metaphorically with the people around us and the work they're doing? All it took was the examiner to look at the work and go, and it motivated them twice as much, just being noticed. So back to that high-tech company. Their work was put in the shredder. So he asked them, he told them about the studies, and he said, "Well, what could have the leaders done to make you a little less depressed?" And they said, "Well, they could have asked what we had learned. Or they could have asked what aspects we were doing and working with that could support other elements of the company. Or they could have had us build a prototype based on what we've been doing." Basically anything, but just cutting it off, aka putting it in the shredder. When you look at the qualities of purpose, autonomy, and mastery, what's really clear is that purpose is a non-negotiable. We need to know that what we do matters. It can engender commitment and help us move through obstacles. So if you're looking for a little bit more motivation for yourself, that's a great place to start. The so what? Why would I do whatever it is I'm aspiring to do? And as Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.